Palace Square. Palace Square, the main public square of the city. By a tradition that developed in St. Petersburg, in the center of each public area, it is necessary for there to be a monument. In front of us is the Alexander Column, a monument of the victory over Napoleon. It is the highest triumphal column in the world. Its height is 47.5 meters, and the height of the granite part, 25.6 meters. It is cut from an integral block of granite, weighs 600 tons, and is not fixed on a pedestal. It stands under the weight of its own gravity. Crowning the column is the figure of an angel with a cross, trampling on a snake, which symbolizes victory over enemies. To the angel was given a portrait similar to Alexander I, the victor over Napoleon. The monument was opened in 1834 on celebrating the 20th anniversary of this victory. The name of Palace Square was given owing to the Winter Palace, the main residence of the Russian monarchs. It was constructed in the middle of the 18th century for Empress Elizabeth Petrovna in the magnificent and celebratory style of Baroque. The architect Rastrelli created a grandiose building with an innumerable number of show halls and drawing rooms. The palace was under construction for 8 years, between 1754 and 1762. Unfortunately, the Empress Elizabeth did not live to reach the end of the construction, and the owner of the palace became Peter III, who lived here for a short while. Having dethroned her spouse, however, Ekaterina II, or Catherine the Great, then reigned in the palace. It is said that after the construction finished, so much dust had accumulated in the building that it was impossible to approach the palace. This problem was solved in a rather original way. An announcement was made that city dwellers could take, free of charge, all that they wished. In just a few hours, the area was empty and brilliantly clean, having taken away even fine chips on the wood kindling furnaces. With the accession of Ekaterina II, the magnificent and celebratory style of Baroque was left for the past. Rastrelli was sent to resign, and the Palace Square's ensemble remained incomplete for many decades. It was instead a green meadow, on the south side of which could be seen the backyards of private properties. Finally, at the beginning of the 19th century, the Emperor Alexander I ordered the architect Carl Rossi to finish the square's ensemble. The task was not a simple one, but Rossi managed it with excellence. In the grand style of the empire, he constructed the building of the General Staff, one of the longest in the world. In its center is the well-known arch, which the Chariot of Glory, crowning one more monument of victory over Napoleon. The last building of the ensemble appeared already in the 1840s. The Guard Staff Corpus was erected by the architect Alexander Brulov. Palace Square has witnessed many historical events. For example, on January 9, 1905, there was the shooting of peaceful work demonstrators, which became known in Russian history as Bloody Sunday. And to this day, Palace Square is the center of St. Petersburg and the arena for many events in the life of the city. Most local parades pass by the square, and it also hosts other demonstrations, meetings, musical concerts, and sporting events.